Exotic.
Hey. Okay, so exotic makes me think of the movie Exotica. Exotica, I heard, had the naughty schoolgirl dance in it. I went to a Catholic grade school. I got a thing for Catholic schoolgirls. Or girls in Catholic schoolgirl outfits, let's put it that way. I am 25. I know my place. But I rented that movie, and everybody said it was really good. Everybody said, you know, it's great. It had Elias Koteas in it. He played Casey Jones in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. I'm down with Elias Koteas. It sucked. The girl, Mia Kushner, went on to be in Crow 2, City of Angels. Possibly one of the worst movies ever made. I was so upset. So if anybody, you know, knows where a good Catholic schoolgirl naughty dance is, you know, please email our email account later after the show and let me know, all right? So that's Exotic.
Exotic makes me think of, like, exotic ports of call. And then it makes me think of how much I totally wish that Jimmy Buffett didn't live. You know? And as far as I know, he still is doing that, so.
Yeah, he's still in that living thing.
Therein lies the problem. Exotic.
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 Exotic makes me think of the eggs that ticks lay. And how I was camping one weekend, and a friend of mine got ticks in a really sensitive part that he had to take his underwear off to get at.
It was you.
And how I... Yeah.
Is it myself?
Was it on your boss?
No. No. But singularly, the most terrible thing that I've ever encountered face to face in my entire life. I mean, I've seen dead people.
Blood
swollen. I've seen people stabbed. I've lived a really hard life on the streets, but he had tick eggs on his
stuff.
Nutsack. Sack of nuts.
Exotic.
He kept carrying that stupid
exotic
sack of walnuts.
Alfred! Don't you hide from me, boy!
Sir, Alfred's been dead for 15 years. You think
shut up! He's right over!
Wake up and realize Alfred's been dead forever.
Margaret!
Margaret killed Alfred, and then went to jail and got the electric chair. So she's not here either.
Where's my schnauzer? Bring my schnauzer!
The schnauzer got all sad when she saw...
Who the hell are you?
Frying, so jumped up on the chair while the chair was on, fried, now schnauzer's dead.
Who are you? Why are you in my house? Am I related to you?
No. I'm just chilling out, man. I'm just hanging out.
Why are you hanging out in my house?
What have you done
to my accent?
I didn't have anywhere to go.
I will punish you.
I'm looking for a guru. Is there a guru here of any sort?
Yeah, that'd be me.
All right, cool.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, so you're a professional guru?
Yeah, professional guru / web designer.
How you can get both of those in?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Flash applications for your, you know, like
for
mystical pronouncements?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is there a fee that I pay up front or anything like that?
No, but we'll charge you $19.95 a month hosting.
Oh, cool.
And then if we actually design anything for you, which we'll get into, then there's a flat fee.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a consultation we'll do for free.
I just feel that something in general is wrong. I don't know what it is. It's just this kind of malaise that's come over me. I don't know exactly.
Have you checked your code, debugged all your script?
I haven't got any script, sir.
Well, that's the problem. What are you running, straight HTML?
Shh. Three guys, three friends on a raft in a terrible exotic island vacation gone awry. It's like a movie. But
this is a mighty nice storm.
Real life. No food.
It's an exquisite storm.
No land in sight. What will happen to their friendship? What will they do for food? What will they do for water?
This parrot over here is speaking backwards.
Hallucinations. And man, you know, I'm glad.
You know,
this is how I was going to go out. I should have saw it coming.
You know what? Out of everybody that we could have gotten stuck on a raft with, we got to get stuck with Al, our voiceover buddy. That's what we got to get stuck with. The man, look, man.
Three desperate souls trying.
Man. No, man.
Is there any point that we
trying
get to vote him off the island?
I think so.
At least he isn't starting every sentence with, in a world where three men are on a raft.
The power doesn't exist anymore. Finding the power in the bottom of the salty, watery grave that awaited them.
Al?
Finding a
shut
person talking.
Shut your cake hole, Al.
talking to the narrator.
It's a really desired quality at Burmelmeister & Co. Insurance. But not here.
An interesting narrative twist.
Burmelmeister?
Yeah.
He's working for Burmelmeister.
As the gaunt one speaks up.
Burmelmeister has great benefits.
Words of protest.
I'm gaunt?
I think you're gaunt.
What do they do for food?
When did I get gaunt?
You didn't call me chubby.
Oh, it's the sun plaguing. Plaguing their minds. Their minds racing.
My mind's not racing.
Three friends.
It's about to be two friends.
A trip. Oh, God, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, good. Oh, gee, darn. Oh, I'm sorry. Take a rest. I'll get back to you later.
I'm worried. You know, our grocery store ain't getting the Jeff Gordon rainbow car, and all the other grocery stores are. Is everyone going to hate our grocery store?
No, because that Jeff Gordon is a fag.
Oh. So they can like our grocery store
Did
and hate the other
Did you get your fans against Gordon card?
Oh, well, yeah. Should I make a poster out of it and put it in the window?
Yeah, but make sure you... Maybe we should do that thing that all the other places do. You know, where they take the first letter of their group and they make a word out of it?
What?
They call it like a synonym or a homonym or cinnamon or something.
No, man, it's an acronym.
Well, it's the Mouthy Stock Boy.
Oh,
again.
Look, Mouthy College Stock Boy.
What? I was just hanging out.
Oh, it's called a... Did you say Acroyer? Wasn't that one of the Micronauts?
Yeah.
You keep acting all frou-frou like that, you ain't gonna get no apron. Ever.
Apron in sight for you, man.
I was just trying to point out it's an acronym. I'm just trying to help out. I just heard you.
Why'd
you
go?
Call him? What did you call him?
I ain't no acronym. You take that back.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
Oh, I believe you now, but believe me later.
Okay, I believe you later. I don't care. Fine. Sure. Yes.
A flash application in my pants. If I could get one there, that'd be fine, but...
I think he needs a shockwave application.
Listen, Mouthy College student. I overlooked your work history when I hired you on as an apprentice. But if you don't stop with the lip, there'll be no laptop for you, man.
I'm just trying to be helpful because you...
Hey. Zip it.
Wait.
Shut it. Your cake hole, keep it closed.
Guru, if I could, actually, this college student sounds like he has his head on straight. I kind of want to talk to him.
Both of you. You know what? Access my hard drive. Huh? Fine, I'm going to get some coffee. Why don't you two have a little chit-chat, sons of bitches?
So, college student, I'm kind of feeling this sort of malaise coming over me. I just don't feel right with the world. What can I do?
There's nothing you can do, man. I mean, don't you know? The end, it's coming. Everybody knows that. It's going to be over. You know, and then it just doesn't... nothing happens. You don't have to worry about anything. It's just done.
Really?
There's a void, you know, and... You know, it doesn't get filled by anything. Things get sucked in, you know.
That's like, not what I want to be here. Do I still have to pay you?
No, I mean, it doesn't... No,
is he talking about that void stuff again? Damn biology majors.
It's true.
There's no God. We're all chemical processes.
Clock is ticking. If you listen, you could, you know, you can hear it. I'm just saying. Delirium starting to set in to the three brave souls afloat.
Starting to set in.
Delirium ain't what gonna be setting into your ribs. I'm over here sharpening.
Narrator.
Sharpen. I've almost got my finger to a point.
He's wearing coconuts like they're a bra. It's freaky.
The burgundy panties are nice.
Well, I give him credit for that.
Are those Victoria's Secret? God.
Can we just get back to the point here?
That was kind of cool, actually, how you fashioned them out of that leopard's hide.
Yeah. It was rawr. It was pretty cool how that leopard had done the breaststroke all the way out here from the island just to get some food.
Can we take this serious for a second?
Leopard. I mean, take it serious.
Our final moments, you know, they're approaching. We don't know when they're going to be. They could be... Like that, like one wave, we're gone, you know? And shouldn't we just kind of cherish this friendship we had? This kind of, you know?
Like Madonna?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, cherish, like, cool in the gang.
That's pretty good, too.
Madonna works.
Madonna works. And she keeps showing off her guns.
Listen, we're getting off track. We should just kind of open up and just get some kind of final words.
Is this one of those things where we get all...
Would you look at me?
I am looking
at you. How long have we been friends? Forever, the three of us. all the things we've done together, creatively, you know, at work and when we're not at work, you know, and we had this thing, and now it could just be gone forever. And doesn't that get you anywhere, man? Because it gets me here.
Well, it would get me, but look, I just found a motor. There was a motor on the back of this raft the entire time, man. Why did you break the motor?
Can we just focus on the conversation?
Wait, you know what? I'm going to miss you and everything, man, but you broke the damn
gas
motor.
Is leaking out!
There, now you made me pop the raft. Great.
Oh.
Now we're sinking. Can we focus on the matter, please?
All right, fine.
As we're sinking, can we just
focus on the matter, man.
The final moments. Is anybody feeling any kind of, like, emotional thing?
My nipples are rock hard.
Well, I don't care about you guys, then. I just want to say that, you know, I've really enjoyed the time we spent together, the things we've gotten to do, you know, anything we've gotten to add to the world. And I'll miss you guys. I just want to say that.
We're going down pretty fast. Yeah, I'm really worried that the corpse of this polka band leader is giving us weight. Maybe we shouldn't bring it back to civilization.
No, maybe what we should do is let's throw it in the water and use it as a buoy.
Ah.
We can hollow him out.
A buoy. A tui buoy.
You want to go on the tui buoy with us?
Let's go.
This doesn't have to be the end, man.
It doesn't have to be.
Every new beginning is some other beginning's end.
And sometimes that beginning
as
starts
Sonic
by clutching onto a rotting corpse.
Let's go, guys.
I think I see the sun rising. Dun dun!
Dun dun! Indulge me for just one moment, folks, because I've wanted to do this my entire life. Mark knows it's coming. Hey, Mark, where are you going?
Nowhere special.
Nowhere special. I always wanted to go there. Go watch Blazing Saddles, folks. You know what I mean? That's it. Okay, here they come. Here it comes. Waterworks are coming.
Oh,
I'm holding it. Holding the dams. Holding them.
Well, as usual, we started late.
As usual, Natasha and everybody's waiting outside the door like, okay, this is just the last time we have to deal with them.
So I want to say, I want to say thanks.
Greenlee, go hold them off for a few minutes. We need a couple.
Awesome.
They can run into your show. That's fine with us.
Here's my moment. You're just running
with us. I meant not with you. But hey guys, it's been fun, hasn't it?
It yet.
It's been fun.
Except for that one time.
That one time sucked.
We're not going to talk about that.
No.
There's actual emotion in Mark Hyden's eyes, folks, and he's a little robot boy. I think the little robot boy has found his heart. I think he has.
It was back behind the gear shift.
Well, it's been fantastic being what Joe's like.
It has been.
And good luck with that void that, you know.
Yeah.
That you deal with. Hey, you know what?
Kind of rules being us.
all right, we're going to keep the email address at whatjoe is like@hotmail.com.
Yeah,
checking, and I ain't got crap to do for at least the next 3 weeks. In my mom's basement. She has a computer.
Much more importantly, get down. Well, not much more importantly, because we're the center of all things. But, you know, we're like not all that far behind it, you know. Get involved with WEFT. It's a community radio station. Anyone can come down here. You take the Airshifter training class. Next one's in October. The Airshifter training hotline
is... Bam! Suddenly, before you know it, the torch is passed.
359-6545.
I'm sorry.
Make these things happen on the air.
And real quick, you know what? Check out... Because, you know, what are they going to do? Yell at us? Check out Potted Meat Sketch Comedy, DeBono Improv Comedy. Go see Spicy Clamato. Go support all the comedy things that happen in this town, because there are a lot of them, folks. And you can find them if you just open your eyes.
And
we're not
do
the
them,
only thing.
Do them
we're
too.
We're the best, but we're not the only.
There's other things.
Because improv actually isn't all that hard.
It isn't. Do them. Get out there. If you want to know how to do improv, send me a letter and I'll teach you.
If you have the good taste to know that we rule, you really ought to be doing comedy yourself.
All right, it's time to go because the tears are starting, man. I love you people.
Yeah.
I've been here for 7 years and I got to say that I feel like I've laid you all out on a futon myself. Bye, folks. I don't want you to hit the button.
No, I don't
want to hear I'm the left butt tonight.
All
we got to.
Yeah. Robot punch fist.
Go.